What is up, everyone? Welcome to the 223rd episode of the Pokemon Podcast. I'm your host, SBJ, and with me on our 4th of July podcast, I have William Anderson.
Our Independence Day podcast, and I am declaring independence from SBJ.
Our freedom podcast of Pokemon.
Which will be free of all Pokemon.
There will be no Pokemon. No, I'm just kidding. We are doing this last minute episode today before I do the American thing and cook out on the grill, which I have never done. I don't think I've ever cooked on a grill before.
But you bought a grill.
No, I won a grill. I won a grill at my work's holiday party last Christmas.
So you're going to grill hamburgers and hot dogs, watch some WWE, catch a firework?
Very American. We're not going for fireworks. What was the reason we're recording on a Monday and not over the weekend is because I was in Minnesota for the weekend for a baby shower.
Are you having a baby?
No. I don't even have a joke to go with that. No, but when we came back last night, we left Minnesota at 9 p.m. I was like, I would rather travel in the middle of the night than try to travel back on 4th of July where traffic could be bad.
That's a good call.
The entire drive, there was like fireworks everywhere. So we kind of got our firework kick in right there. Yeah, after this, I'm going to cook on the grill, going to watch some WWE. And yeah, that'll be my 4th of July. What about you?
Are personal ownership of fireworks legal in Wisconsin?
I don't know. There are a lot of fireworks stores, but I'm not sure what... I know you can go in and buy them. I don't know
You wouldn't be able to sell them if you couldn't set them off at home.
I don't think you can set them off at home, but I think you can do it up north. There are... you can't do it in the city of Milwaukee unless you have a permit.
Oh, all right. No, because it's like, it's weird here because it's legal in DC, it's legal in Virginia, but it's not legal in Maryland. So for me, it's like if I walk too many blocks down the street, then I'm carrying illegal fireworks. But I went to the mall today. That's my Independence Day. Didn't buy anything.
You can buy fireworks in DC. Can you light them anywhere?
Yeah, at home. But not in the national parks either.
But so, what is your limit to fireworks? I can't imagine you can just send one. What, I don't even know what they're called. The one that just kind of explodes with all the colors. Your normal firework. You can light
like
that.
Like a Roman candle? Yeah, the kind you stick in the ground and it like shoots up sparks in different colors. A Roman candle, that kind of thing. That's perfectly legal. The little crackers that go pop, 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 pop. Those are legal. Sparklers? Sure. But the kind that you shoot up into the air, no. Mortars, no.
Okay, no, yeah. I think sparklers might be illegal in the city of Milwaukee. I don't know. But we got this 4th of July episode, recording it now. It'll be up hopefully later tonight. If you're hearing our voices now, you're listening to it as we speak. This is the 223rd episode. As we are recording this, there are... Nationals is still going on, from my understanding. I went to PokemonChampionships.com. There was a stream. There were still people playing the TCG. Some winners have been announced, but we'll probably talk about all of that on the next episode because I don't have access to just a list of winners and what decks and or which Pokemon they used. But I think Will was saying before the episode that everyone was using Xerneas and Kyogre.
Groudon, Xerneas, Smeargle. That's just the core of every team. It's kind of like back in the old days when it used to be Metagross, Cresselia.
Oh, okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
They all gotta be shiny. Got the same team.
All shiny, all perfect IVs, the standard Pokemon competitive trip.
I didn't get a chance to watch the Nationals because I've been sick all weekend. So I don't know if they were shiny or not.
I was traveling most of the weekend. I left Friday night when most of it's well I watched a little bit Friday morning because I was at work finishing up some stuff. I had it on. Very good to see people like Aaron Zhang and Jay Witz and Kyle Pukasukovic, all great people. There were some other commentators on stream that I think were there last year or the years before, but good to see those three. I enjoy all three of those guys, but I watched a little bit, then I was traveling, so I didn't get to catch much after that. But Pokemon does a real good job at keeping like the Twitter and everything up to date, saying like, oh, this is your winner, or hey, we're going live, or, and I think they also empower their commentators to do the same. I always saw like Kyle or Jay Witz tweeting like, hey, we're about to go live with this game, blah blah blah. So that was just good to see. But for this episode, what we're going to do is we're going to just focus on the 7 new Pokemon that were revealed. First, they were revealed in a Japanese trailer that came out on Thursday. And I believe there was some kind of trailer and or announcement that happened on Friday. I'm not sure if that was specifically at Nationals, if they showed a trailer or something. But I got a press release from the Pokemon Company with the English names, the types. I'm sure if you're listening, you've probably already seen all that, but we're gonna talk about those today. So we got 7 new Pokemon. Do you want to start, Will, with the 2 old Pokemon that got named, the Koala and the Dog? Let's start with those.
The dog, the dirty dog.
The dirty dog.
No, it's chick.
Rockruff is the dog's name, and I. Yes. I think it is one of the most perfect Pokemon names ever. It's really good.
You don't think Ruffrock would have been better?
Is it?
I don't know.
Rockruff? Rockruff.
It is Rockruff, but yeah, I was thinking, don't you think Ruffrock would have been better?
Nah. I'm indifferent. It's a fun word to say. Rockruff. Ruffrock.
Yeah. It's the double R alliteration that makes it so pleasant.
And the oof. Yeah. No, I'm not a big dog person. I'm a cat person, but
this
I like
is correct.
I like how Rockruff looks. I also love Rockruff's name. That is the
that's about all you can say about. Is he just rock type?
Normal rock, I thought.
Okay, so he is. Well, I don't know. You've got the press release.
I do. I'm pulling it up right now. We have just rock. Rockruff
has that's cool.
Rockruff has an excellent sense of smell, and once it has smelled an odor, it doesn't forget. There are tales of these Pokemon getting separated from their trainers, then using the faintest traces of their scent to track them for days until they are reunited.
That's real nice.
I think the trailer also showed that Professor Kukui?
Yes.
Has a Rockruff.
Like, he demos a Rockruff for some reason. But I don't remember what the reason was.
I think each professor kind of has a Pokemon. Professor Oak had Eevee, right? Maybe?
Possibly.
The other Pokemon that we saw was the Koala, which that English name is Komala?
Yeah, like he's in a coma.
Oh. No one has ever seen a Komala awake. It eats, travels, and even battles while sound asleep. According to ancient people, its saliva can be used as a medicine for the sick or sleepless. Komala has a comatose ability that keeps it perpetually in a drowsing state, preventing it from getting any other status conditions.
That's really cool. And then if you saw the video, it really wailed on its opponent when it attacked.
Like went to town. So does it have the status effect sleeping next to it or no?
I didn't notice that. No.
Okay. I only watched the video once, but it was like 4 days ago. So
no, I think it showed that it was like a status effect was tried to be put on it. And then that it showed the ability saying, no, this can't happen.
Okay. But, oh, sure.
I don't think it said like status asleep when he came out the first time.
Like how Intimidate like flashes across the screen and then.
Yeah. And then the stats go down.
Got it. All right. So then the trailer here shows 7 new Pokemon. I think these are in order of how when they were revealed. First one is Tapu Koko.
Tapu Jijo. Oh, that's a throwback. Actually, it's Topo Gigio. Wow. Only people over 50 years old will understand that reference.
I guess. Is this the first Pokemon with 2 words as its name?
Mr. Mime.
Okay, yep.
Or Mime Jr.
Mime Jr., yep.
Technically, isn't there one where it's like the words are squished together because there was not enough room for a space?
You might be right. I know for alligators, like missing an E in its name because it was too long. Am I saying that right, though? Tapu Koko?
Tapu Koko, yeah.
Is the guardian of deity of Melmele Island, one of the islands in the Aloha region.
Alola region.
Alola, Alola, yep.
A little trick is that the term Meli means like it's kind of a mistranslation of Mary when it's translated into Hawaiian. So Meli Meli would mean like Mary Mary, like very happy island. Okay.
All right. Hawaii facts from Will.
The tips and tricks.
Tapu Koko's ability is electric surge, an ability which has never been seen before. The electric surge ability fills the field around the Pokemon's feet with electricity when it appears, raising the power of any electric type move for Pokemon on the ground and preventing Pokemon from falling asleep. This Pokemon is Electric Fairy, which I believe is our first Electric Fairy.
Incorrect.
No, D&D. D&D.
Did any.
Did King D.
This is not
Kirby.
Kirby. I've never played a Kirby game, so I'm glad that I was able to pick that up.
They're pretty simple. We have Charjabug.
Yep.
Bug Electric, which...
Bug Bus.
The Bug Bus, yeah. Charjabug is the first evolution of Grubbin, a new Alola region Pokemon revealed last month. Charjabug's battery ability allows it to raise the power of allies' special moves.
Yeah, I wonder what that means. I want to find out more. It's like, if they use a special move, it automatically gets a power boost, or does their special attack get a boost somehow? I'm curious about battery ability.
It might not matter, though, because it's a middle evolution, and no one uses middle evolution.
Maybe we'll have a new reason to use Charjabug.
Maybe. I mean,
it's a whole new world, man.
Besides that, it's one of the coolest Pokemon ever, and it looks like a bus.
Yeah, or a square battery kind of thing.
I like it. I think it's cool. I think that this Pokemon is like the Trubbish of Generation 7, and what I mean by that is I think that Gen 1ers or people outside the Pokemon community are going to look at this Pokemon and go, look it, Pokemon ran out of ideals. But no, it's really cool. And those people don't know what they're talking about because Grimer is real lame, and that's Gen 1.
Yep.
Which is pile sludge. Voltorb is just a Pokeball. Those are so simple, and not that simple is bad. Those are some basic Pokemon.
Basic.
Charjabug, he ain't basic. He's like a double D battery.
No, he's more like a 9-volt battery, but sure.
All right, yeah. He has the power of a double D. In the shape of a 9-volt. These are all good names for Charjabug. Double D, 9-volt. Charjabug evolves into Vika Volt.
I'm gonna go with Vika Volt to start with.
I think I'm gonna go with Vika Volt because I like saying it. It's Bug Electric. Vika Volt, the evolution of Charjabug. Is like a fortress that zooms through the forest using its huge jaws to control a beam of electricity when it can fire from its mouth, which it can fire from its mouth. This is the dragonfly Pokemon, or maybe lightning bug? No, like dragonfly, lightning bug.
It looks like a lightning bug beetle kind of dealy. Yeah, because its tail kind of has a light to it.
Right. It's blue and yellow. It's like almost like pincer-like claws in the front.
Mandibles.
Mandibles. Bug terms. It's cool. I'm sure it's going to have... It doesn't state ability here, but I wouldn't be surprised.
It's levitate.
Is it levitate? Okay, I was going to say, like, it seems like a Pokemon that would have like moves like extreme speed or stuff like that. Charge Volt, Volt Switch.
Something different than Galvantula.
Right, because those are the only other bug electric Pokemon.
I think so. Don't take my word for it, but I believe so.
We should get some Pokemon experts on this show.
Someday.
Someday, yeah. It's clearly not us. Grandpa. Dragon Grandpa? Is that what the... I'm assuming the two words slam together?
I believe so.
Grandpa are dragons that live alone in the mountains 10,000 American feet above sea level. With Grandpa's Berserk ability, this Pokemon's special attack stat will go up 1 when its HP drops below half.
Decent. All right.
Is that new? That's new. No?
Yes. I mean...
I feel like that's based on a different ability with a different name.
Well, yeah, because it's like Torrent and whatever the other ones that the starters get when they're below 30%, their attack and stats go up. But this is at 50%, so...
Grandpa is the only one that knows it. According to Bulbapedia, it also has a second ability of Sap Sipper. I don't know how they know that already, but okay.
Yeah, no, that was announced.
This press release did not inform me of that.
It was in the video.
Okay.
Yeah, it's also interesting because he is a normal dragon. Mm-hmm. So that's a first combo. There's never been a normal dragon type before, which means that it is, I think, adds additional weakness to fighting type, because I don't think dragon has a resistance to fighting type. So that's cool, but also cannot be hit by ghost type moves.
Oh, there you go. Based on the Chinese dragon, according to Bulbapedia, I think we would do a disservice to our listeners if we didn't say that this Pokemon looks kind of like Falcor from The NeverEnding Story.
Which is funny because they've recently been featuring Falcor on a TV commercial. So...
is...
How coincidental.
Did you enjoy that movie? Because I didn't. I don't like that movie at all.
I did not like the movie at all. And it's you know... Do I even need to say that the book that it's based on is so much incredibly better than the movie? That if you can find a copy of the book, The NeverEnding Story, that I highly recommend going out and getting it because it is so good.
I don't like a movie that lies to me right away. Clearly, the movie has an ending.
Well, it's not a never-ending movie. It's the NeverEnding Story.
Okay, that's all right. You got me there. What do we get next? Oh, this dumb fish. Oh, man.
Stop. Do not. There is some amazing things about Bruxish that you're not picking up on.
All right. Let me read what the press release here says and then enlighten me on Bruxix, the water psychic fish Pokemon. Bruxix emits a strong psychic power from the protuberance on its head while grinding its teeth loudly. Some Bruxix have a new dazzling ability that prevents the opponents from using a priority move that normally strikes first. So the ability is called Dazzling, I think.
Yeah, that's the name of it, Dazzling. So we're still debating what that actually means. And it's basically, the way they describe it is it prevents priority moves from hitting. So that could mean it prevents all priority moves, which would mean that Protect, which gets priority, wouldn't hit. Gale Wings, which gives priority, wouldn't do anything. So anything like that. Or it could just mean priority moves that cause damage will be immediately blocked by an ability, not by a move. So that's really cool.
Like Fake Out.
Yeah, Fake Out does damage.
Got it. Okay, so you sent me this link of Hawaii State fish.
Yes. So that is the fish that Bruxix is based on. I want you to pronounce the name of that fish.
I'm going to spell out the name first because I don't think this is a podcast. Our listeners can't see the name of this. So,
well, but it's more entertaining when you just try.
I want to set up for failure here. So how you spell it is HUMUNUKUNUKUAPUA? Hum you hum on a kum ku apu ah.
You know this song is this fish is featured in a song, a very famous song about Hawaii.
Lilo and Stitch?
No.
All right, that was my only guess.
Humu humu nuku nuku apua'a. Come on. It's so straightforward.
Well, now that you say, I still don't. I don't think I could still pronounce that.
It's all repeated words. Humu humu nuku nuku apua'a.
Okay.
And you come on, you've heard I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kalakahoa, Hawaii.
Yeah, I was actually watching a Simpsons episode last night where Mo wants to take his girlfriend to Hawaii. And I remember them saying something like this.
Hawaii, here we come. Ananakuli makawani yana ona nanalula wa Hawaii.
Hawaii? What about Hawaii? Mo? Who's going to Hawaii?
I think they started to sing like a little song, but I believe that word was actually in it.
So I think all Bruxish should be named Humu Humu Nuku Nuku Apua'a.
I don't think you have enough room.
Leave out the vowels.
Okay, all right. So this article says the was designated as the official state fish of Hawaii on a 5-year trial basis in 1985. When the trial quietly lapsed in 1990, no action was taken to either reinstate or deinstate a new species. It wasn't until 2006 that the notice was taken that Hawaii was without a state fish, and the Humma Humma Kuka Kuka Pauai was reinstated as the official state fish on a permanent basis. It is also called the rectangular tigerfish or the Hawaiian. No, not tigerfish, triggerfish or the Hawaiian triggerfish.
Yeah, it is a triggerfish, but it's got teeth just like Bruxish, and it's got weird coloring. I've swum with them before.
I feel like the Bruxish we see in the picture is female. I wonder if we're going to get like a male version.
Oh, no, I think that's just...
You think that's
it? It's going to be, yeah.
Okay.
Very brightly colored, lively.
Because I would like to see the colors match this picture of what you sent me.
The shiny will have those colors.
Yeah, it's really cool for our listeners that can't see. It's more of a white, black, like a dark orange, and then a neon yellow. I think it's really cool. And a little bit of blue. A little bit of neon blue in there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruxix. That's the Baskalin of Gen 7.
No, because it's got the dazzling ability. It's like, this is game changer, man.
All right. Cutiefly is next, which is also a great name. Good name, I think. Cutiefly is a bug fairy. Think the first bug fairy? I keep saying this, but I'm always wrong. Cutiefly.
Bug fairy. This is the first bug fairy.
Cutiefly can detect the auras of living things, including people, Pokemon, and plants. These seek out flowers by the color and the brightness of their auras, and then they gather the nectar and pollen. I feel like somewhere I saw that this was a 3-stage evolution, but I could be wrong.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that. I did see that it's based on a real creature.
Another Hawaiian animal?
Not specifically Hawaiian, but it's a kind of a fly that invades bees' nests and leaves its larva in bees' nests.
To kill the bees?
Well, they steal resources from the bee larva so that they... Kind of like, you know, how a cuckoo will lay its egg in other birds' nests?
Mm-hmm.
It's sure. Along the...
No, guess I've heard what? That before.
Cuckoo birds lay their eggs in other birds' nests so that those other birds can raise their young for them. But it actually looks kind of like a fuzzy bee-looking thing, but it's actually a fly. If you look, it's real cute. The real one's real cute, even if it's nefarious in its reproductive practices.
All right. The Bulbapedia article says it can learn a move called Fairy Wind.
Well, I mean, most fairy types can learn Fairy Wind, so that's not that exciting.
All right. Well, that's what we got going. All right. What do we got next here? We have the last one. I'm going to butcher the name. Togi de Mori? Moru?
That's close. It's kind of based on the same as Togepi. So Toga de Maru.
Toga de Maru is a roly-poly Pokemon. That is literally what it says. Is the roly-poly Pokemon that gathers electricity and stores it. The long needle that grows from its back of its head works as a lightning rod to attract electricity. Here is your Pikachu of Gen 7.
Yeah. So and I love hedgehogs, and it's a real hedgehog. It's real cute.
Yeah, yeah. So we have Pikachu. We have Plusle and Minun.
Then we... Gen 2?
Oh, wait. What did I miss from Gen 2? I'll go back to that. We have Pachirisu, Emolga.
Dedenne.
Dedenne. And who was Gen 2?
Pichu.
Pichu? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pichu doesn't really count.
No, it does, because I was having this discussion with one of our listeners, and maybe this is something that other folks can write in about, where the electric rodent type is kind of a signifier of a new aspect that's introduced in that generation. So he was listening.
Yeah, I saw an article about that.
Yeah, so then he was wondering what Togedemaru indicates about Gen 7, which I couldn't think anything. or even what, you know, Pachirisu or Emolga depicted for their generation. So I'm not sure that
I saw that and I was like, they're really stretching here, because I think Pachirisu was supposed to mean like the Nintendo Wi-Fi network, because it matched the colors, I guess, white and blue. And then the people were saying that Plusle and Minun represented double battles.
Yeah.
Pachirisu was the Nintendo Wi-Fi network, which was kind of a stretch. They said Emolga represented a refresh to red and blue based on its colors or something. And I was like, no, that's kind of a stretch.
Black and
too.
White. No. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what was after Emolga?
Dedenne.
Dedenne represented fairy, because Gen 6 introduced fairy, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. That one lines up. I don't know. It's funny how like many theories, or how like people like are stretching. I just think people are stretching a lot for attention. Like, look at what this kind of represents. And you see that a lot in all of it. That's not exclusive to Pokemon, but it's fun, but it's also like, yeah, I think you're overthinking this.
You're clickbaiting, friends.
Yeah,
you're
yeah. It was just
clickbaiting,
like,
your own life.
It just goes back to like people thinking Ditto and Mew, or like Ditto is a failed Mew clone or something like that, because they have the same weight and the same color and the same shiny. And then when they asked Masuda about it, he was like, I've never heard that before. It was just like, yeah, I think you guys are stretching this a little thin. It's fun for a minute, but those are your 7 new Pokemon and your 2 old Pokemon that now have English names. So far, I'm really happy with everything they've shown.
Yeah, I am. I was having a discussion with somebody else as well about why it appears there's so many electric types, with, you know, Tapu Koko also being electric. And what I'm going to guess at this point, to add wild speculation to all those wild speculations Good. That you just sat down, is that each island might be a focal point for a particular type. So Mele Mele Island is a focal point for electric types. And then maybe other islands will have sort of more common a particular type of... Do you get what I'm saying? Pokemon on that island based on whatever the island guardian is. So,
yeah.
So
did they say 5 islands?
I know it was a number of islands and then one artificial island, because they keep trying to make that one feel bad because it's not a natural island.
Right. Okay. The Alola region... is supposed to be made up of 4 main islands and 1 artificial island.
Yep, keep pointing that out, making that guy feel bad.
Yep.
You know, that island didn't ask to be an artificial island. And you know what? It's an island just the same as all the other islands, no matter how it was created and where it came from. And I think we should just treat it like an island, like it deserves to be treated. Official or artificial.
As of this recording, there are 18... currently new Pokemon. That brings our total to 739 Pokemon in the Pokedex. We have at least 6 new moves, at least 10 new abilities. I'm sure only more will be added to the roster. But yeah, that is our
150 more.
150 more. That's a lot. We still don't have any news about how Pokemon Bank works with Red, Blue, and Yellow. I don't know where I was going with that. For those not paying attention, these games are set to release on November 18th in America, worldwide on November 18th, except for Europe. They get a November 23rd release date.
Yeah, Europe is on punishment, so they have to wait. Because of their shameful pre-releasing things early activities from previous generations.
So yeah, those are your seven new Pokemon. This is just a shorter episode because of the holiday week. We will be back next week, normal time, normal full-length episode. If you haven't done so already and you enjoy the show, please support us on Patreon, patreon.com/itssupereffective. Also, on Thursday, let me get the exact date here. Thursday, July 7th, I think we're going to be streaming something on Twitch. So if you are into that, if you're into the Twitch, there will be a Twitch stream. I would follow our Twitter at Pokemon Podcast to keep up to date of exactly what that is and what time that is at. My guess would be around 7-ish, 7, 8-ish Central Time. And, we will also be at Gen Con on August 5th for a free panel.
Free.
Free.
Where most things at Gen Con cost $2, this panel will be free.
It does cost, I think, $120 for the 5 days of Gen Con, or I think it's $60 or $70 a day. But if you like board games, I know Pokemon. If you like board games, Gen Con's worth it. If you like Pokemon, there is apparently a huge Pokemon booth that will be in the vendor hall. Plus, there are a bunch of actual Pokemon sanctioned events at Gen Con as well. So.
Yeah, and don't let Steve's board game focus and nearsightedness dissuade you from Gen Con. If you enjoy LARPing, there's a large LARPing activity at Gen Con. There is manga, there is anime, there is a lot of D&D and Pathfinder, which I don't count as
Magic
board games.
Magic the Gathering's really big.
There's a huge, well, because Gen Con was founded by... No, that was founded by D&D folks. Sorry, take that back. But TCGs, that's it. If you like accoutrement around gaming, they have like, lots of vendors.
If you like food trucks,
you don't have to pay for the food trucks. If you like art that comes from like fantastic, either, you know, fantasy realms type art stylings or sci-fi type stuff, or if you want to, say, get yourself a leather Mario cap or a foxtail. These are all available at Gen Con. You can dream it, you can get it at Gen Con.
We are not sponsored by Gen Con yet, but maybe with pitches like this, we could be. Will is at Wash in the Sink on Twitter. I am at Dragging a Lake on Twitter. Again, if you like the show, please support us on Patreon. If not, no big deal. These episodes are always free, and we enjoy doing them from week to week. Otherwise, this has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are
Super Humahumanukunukuapuaa.
Effective.